This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
One, two,
check,
three.
Check, check.
Bump, 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 ba-dump.
We're on.
Nice.
We're the right way.
We are orientated correctly.
Nice. I don't feel orientated.
And do we have any viewers?
We do.
Wow.
It's Mamsie.
Hello, Mamsie.
Hi, Mamsie.
Welcome to the Week in Review Chaz and AJ podcast thingy.
Yes, early.
Chaz, AJ's over there.
What up?
Pam's right there.
What's up?
Phil's over here.
Hello.
We're doing it today because we're on vacation.
Yes, we is.
Starting tomorrow.
Excuse me.
AJ's on vacation right now.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, he's been on vacation.
You know what it is? It's this light compared with the sunlight outside. Yeah. This happens in Keith's office every freaking week. I start nodding out. I don't know what it is, but the two twin lights.
Yeah.
What do you mean, the twin lights?
Because you get the electric light in here, and then you get the natural light outside, and for some reason, it makes me sleepy.
And
when we're in the meeting, I'm like nodding off and trying. I'm fighting hard to not nod off.
I just thought it was always the content of the meeting.
Well, there's that too. But yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look over and I catch AJ like, you know how like right after you yawn, you try to like shake it off. I'll look over and I'll just see AJ like.
Look at him having a spasm. Yeah. I'm trying. I bring coffee with me. Nothing's working. Yeah.
We'll have meetings days later over here, just the morning show, not with bosses. And AJ will say something. I said, well, we decided not to do that. Then don't you remember the meeting? He's like, oh yeah. And I'm like,
we
you don't remember.
Because my brain.
You do not remember.
Because my brain checked out during the meeting. It's the twin lights. But you know,
I don't think it's the lights.
Because we're always in the monkey cage. The monkey cage has no natural light in it. It's all self-contained.
We're dwellers.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make you more awake, though?
No. For some reason, it makes me fall asleep.
We thrive in darkness.
My eyes have been messed up all morning because I was in there.
There's a video Jennifer got a kick out of yesterday. Did anyone see it? It was going around. I don't know if it was on animals doing dumb things.
Which one?
It's
the monkey playing with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Literally playing with himself. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Boingy, 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 boingy.
Well, you know, they learned that from humans.
There's exactly what happened.
Right.
Go ahead. Can you do it again?
Boingy, 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 boingy.
Didn't Michael Jackson have a monkey?
It seems like it could
be
a good still picture for a meme.
I think, you know, the monkey saw Michael. Yeah, they see, monkey do.
Oh.
Right. So the.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Exactly, right.
That's Bubbles.
Bubbles, right. Exactly. Right.
Bungie, 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 bungie.
Right. It's also named Macaulay Culkin's new movie.
All right. Any questions or we're going to wrap this thing up early?
Happy anniversary.
I just wanted to get out of the frame
thank
of
you.
Cam doing the bungie thing.
Bungie, bungie, bungie. Yeah, you don't want to be in that bungie meme.
No.
Bungie, 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 bungie. Well, thank you for saying happy anniversary. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate that.
You know, I did a long one this year. Like, I didn't do a long one on 15 or whatever, but... I just thought that...
Sweet 16.
Yeah, Sweet 16. Exactly. That's what it was.
Yep. You know, we're going to get a pony and I want a tiara.
Right. A pony and a tiara.
Exactly. I'm assuming it's outside right now.
Yeah, along with the cake.
Cool.
And the hats.
Gotta have cake.
Did you say crake?
Cake. I'm sorry. It's the twin lights. Hey, I was doing pretty good today with the flubbles.
I love how you call it the twin lights.
I was doing pretty good with the flubbles today.
The stop sign outside my house.
And then towards the end.
It's the siren. It's the twin lights.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments? Any thoughts?
What? Any requests like those?
When will AJ go to anger management from Ellen? What kind of name is that here?
Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
It's like Lindsay with an E in front of it. Lindsay.
That wouldn't be a bad bit.
I don't need. We tried it once. It sucked. We had the guy come in. That's what I meant. That crazy doctor. He's an anger management guy.
Right.
And a blue dog.
What kind of dog?
You sound pissed right there.
I don't have an anger problem. My problem is idiots.
So we're your problem?
No, you guys are not idiots. There's idiots who call in sometimes.
Depends on what day.
This is actually what a Chaz and AJ meeting sounds like, folks.
It does.
Yeah.
This is the real thing right here.
It does.
Right. So I think it would be funny. So in my head, it's funny.
We could try it. I mean, you know, have somebody film me in it.
Well, like actually go to one?
Actually attend one and then have somebody film me because I can't do both. You know, have like, you know, send along, you know, like Street Pete or, you know.
Doing it right now. You just set up the camera in the corner.
Or Slush Ball, whatever. No, but it should be at an actual meeting, like an actual, because, you know, it's different when you're with everybody, you know.
How does that work? So it's a group of people. It's not just one-on-one.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's a group of people. And then I think you have to go around and share a story.
Right.
Of either how you overcame, like the old you would have reacted this way and how you progressed and grew.
Right.
Or it's, I had a flare up this week and I want to talk about it.
Or this hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So if you had if you wanted to talk about a flare up this week, what would it be?
A flare up this week. I'm trying to think when I've gotten mad this week.
That's the problem. He blacks out.
I do.
Yeah,
he doesn't remember.
Yeah. Usually it's Phil or somebody who reminds me what I did.
Oh, it happens. Yeah. I feel like there's something you got mad at Phil for this week.
Well, yesterday it was, you were trying to do a commercial and there was a baby outside the door and people were,
It wasn't the baby. It was the tres idiotas that were with the baby. They were like, bah, 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 and I'm trying. You see the fucking record lights on, right?
I didn't. I'm sorry, but I didn't see it. I wasn't looking.
No, it wasn't just you, though. It was not just you. So I'm not gonna pin it down on you. But Lappy was loud, Wiggy was loud, and then like I got three people outside. And I'm like, you know, I'm fucking recording a commercial here, right, people? And Phil just goes, well, it's not gonna get any better. Just go for it. I'm like, yeah, but then I'm gonna record the goddamn commercial, and then they're gonna hear in the background. I gotta come fucking back in here, do it again. So that's what happened.
While you're recording the commercial, though, could you actually hear us? Like, was this mic picking up our voices?
It was loud, yeah. Phil?
I didn't realize we were that loud.
No, yeah, no, you guys were loud.
No, it was loud. It was coming right through the door. I mean, Lappy's back was right up against the door. It wasn't even like you guys were 10 feet down the hall. He was leaning against the door.
You were on the outside of the door. Yeah. They were
as close as you could have been without being inside the room.
And that corner kind of like kept all the sound like a studio.
So was there any other way you think you could have handled that situation other than getting pissed?
I was going to kick the door, so I hit him in the back of the head.
So we wouldn't have noticed.
Any nonviolent way?
I probably could have just turned around and said, would you guys shut the F up?
No, like nonviolent, non-confrontational.
Oh.
Like, could you have opened the door and said, hey, I'm trying to record in here, and I want to get out.
I probably could have.
Do you guys mind?
I probably could have, but I was in the zone.
Right.
That was what I was doing. How many commercials? It was like 7 commercials in a row, right, Phil? For the same.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but for the same one. All the NJ dies. They do them one after the other.
I don't know if that's how anger management works, but I think it would be funny if it's you and a person, and then maybe all of us together. Right?
Right. Mm. I don't care. Want to try it? Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it might be a funny bit.
It's going to end up with AJ walking out. Enjoy the rest of your session.
No. The only time I walk out is when I feel like everybody's dogpiling on me, and I'm like, and I'm fighting off as much as I can, but I'm just losing the battle. I'm like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that time we did that, I was taking
2 weeks ago.
I was taking shit from the tribe. You guys were piling on me, and I was just like, you know what? This is bullshit. I'm getting out of here. And I even said so. Remember I said, this is bullshit. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That,
I don't like to be that way. I love everybody. But you know what? Like, why am I always the fucking target?
We're not targeting you right now.
No, but I'm just saying.
Just suggested it would be a good bit if you did anger management.
Okay. Let's try it.
That's exactly what happened. That's all that happened.
Right.
I have issues.
Right.
It's not going to be a good bit. It blew dog last night, but whatever. Do what you want.
When we had it in the studio with that guy, it did blow a dog.
Yeah.
That's because you weren't opening up your feelings to him.
I think that's the real deal.
Because I can't curse
and part
on
of it.
The air.
Now we got to take a break. We got to go to commercial. So everything settles down, and then you got to try to get it to bubble again.
Yeah.
So it's like constantly turning a pot on and off,
exactly,
and expecting a result.
Exactly right. Now, when it happened here, that was what? It was like 5 or 10, like 5 minutes of like
it was a build,
nonstop of being, you know, just like everybody coming at me, and yeah,
it started with a simple question. Hey, so you gonna post any pictures of your feet this weekend?
Right.
And
then Kyle jumped in, and right, you know, all this
everybody had something.
All this
everybody
stuff
jumping on the AJ.
Exactly, mind. You know. But no, I mean, I don't think I have anger management issues, but I'm willing to find out.
You don't think the fact that you get angry and can't remember what happened during that anger is a problem?
Yeah, it means I'm burnt.
No, I think it's a great bit. I want to come back from vacation and just act like it's first day.
Okay.
You know, not 16 years, but day one.
Right.
We want to go to every event. We want to do everything. We want to just take the board, completely erase it, and just start. Like, what's good? What's not good? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I like that. AJ and anger management.
Let's try it.
I like what Lisa called it today. Shame-based rage.
Shame-based rage. Can she elaborate on that?
When did she say that?
She actually said it referring to Pam.
Hey, I don't remember.
Oh, probably with your traffic.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa.
Lampanelli.
Lampanelli. I thought it was that Lisa. Pam, I'm with you. I didn't mean it was somebody on Facebook Live saying that.
Pam blacks out anything that has to do with her missing a traffic incident.
It's not fun for me.
Actually, it's more like blocking than blacking. Just blocking.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, blacking out is like, you know, like, do I owe anybody an apology? I have no idea what I did like last night. Like, you know, I drink.
You go on the apology tour.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Which I've done many times.
Well, if I wake up and I'm in the guest room, I'm like, okay.
I did something wrong.
Like, what happened? Was I snoring? Was she snoring? Right. Or worse?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else going on? Any comments, thoughts?
Well, Trey says it sounds like midlife crisis trying to relive a younger time.
Oh.
Who's that? Us? Me? What?
Probably AJ? Trey, can you elaborate?
Midlife crisis.
I mean, I've heard of that. You know, usually you solve that by getting either a sports car or a chopper.
AJ does not have a car at all.
No.
Oh, I need a bike.
Yeah.
So, that is next on your to-do list, is it not?
If someone gets me a nice, you know, Harley Bobber, I'd be really happy.
Three cars, one driver.
Right. But, you know, when you think of it, though, one car is almost paid off. The truck was given me for free, and the Challenger is something I wanted for 10 years. So.
Right. Yeah, no, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, you know, but it's only one driver.
Your ceiling falling down.
I mean, it'll be nice, you know, but actually I got Sean to help me with the ceiling.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And then we can come over and visit?
Yes. Once the house looks presentable, because I want you guys to see it like this.
You know, that would be a good 2019 bit, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
We get to go over and do dinner at your house.
Right. Well, let me get the house fixed up. Because right now, because I've seen your house. No, your house is gorgeous. Your house is gorgeous. My house looks like shit.
But let's think about this.
No, it does. It looks like shit.
No. Aww. But let's think about this. Does anybody care?
It's not.
I definitely don't care.
It's that I really.
You should see.
I don't want you to see it.
How I grew up.
Yeah, you know? But you don't. It's not happening now, right? I can't go back in time. My house looks like shit. It's a fucking. It's trashed.
First of all, I've been to his house. It doesn't look like shit.
No, you've been when last time
it
was. That was back. That was back in the clean days. No, it got bad.
Back in the clean days.
It got bad.
What do you mean by clean days? It's not clean.
Things shit piles up because you're busy and you've just fucking piled shit up and everything like that. Like, you know, like there's like this shit everywhere. I'm gonna do some cleanup work on this vacation. I got some more shit I gotta do.
What, another purple dumpster?
Not that. Well, I got one coming in the springtime, but I mean, I got like fucking an ass load of clothes to the point where like it's piled up because I have no more dresser space and shit. So I gotta go through the clothes. I'm gonna do the thing with it. If I don't feel it, zing in the bag.
Yeah.
So I probably got about a good 6 or 7 bags to fill up one of those things.
So you're saying no 2019 visit?
Oh, no. There's still plenty of time in 2019.
Yeah. So we'll set that as a goal.
I would think more towards when the weather gets warmer because then we can do like the stuff like the deck and the inside. Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Grilling. Right. Grilling with AJ.
Right. It's February right now. It's too cold.
Are you going to get a porta potty so we don't have to go inside to use the bathroom?
The bathrooms will be nice. I never denied someone the bathroom.
Why? Did that happen? Did someone have to use his bathroom?
I'm just...
John Gee peed in your driveway once.
I offered the bathroom. He pissed in the driveway.
I don't think you offered the bathroom, but...
Well, when I saw him pissing, I said, you can go inside.
It was too late then.
Yeah, I had stream going. Yeah. Good stream, too. It went all the way down my driveway. I actually had to walk faster to avoid the friggin' deluge that was coming towards my feet.
All right, then. I think we're done.
How does it always end up on me?
No, that was a good
quote.
It's
more fun that way.
Any other comments, thoughts, questions?
Well, Mamsie wanted to know, isn't your wife home all day?
Yes, she is.
And what does she do?
Nothing.
So she doesn't clean? Organize?
She doesn't clean. Well, maybe it's because it's your mess. So she's like, sure well, exactly I'm not going to touch his mess.
I don't know where this
I'm
goes.
I'm not quite sure exactly what she does, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know she watches a lot of TV.
All right. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she would like to come on the air because she's so good on the air. And then whatever show she's fascinated with, we'd be able to talk to her about it. It would be great. When we used to have her on, she was awesome.
She watches all those crime shows, like, you know, like...
Forensic Files or like any kind of unsolved mysteries?
They're trying to find out, you know, there's like a cold case type deal, blah, blah, blah. But it's not like the popular shit. It's like on these like bizarre channels that you watch.
Like Oxygen? Snapped on Oxygen?
That's one of them. That's one. Yeah, yeah.
So which, have you seen that?
Which makes me feel really welcome,
like the,
coming home.
The womanly, the woman.
Yeah, it's always like the guy's a bad guy, right?
Yeah,
so he was abusive,
snaps,
whatever,
yeah,
and
which,
she.
Which?
Oh,
yeah. Which makes,
so be
snapped.
Wary.
So the name of that show, Snapped, implies
the woman.
He did enough shit, mm-hmm, and she finally snapped.
Right. Right.
And here's, mm-hmm, all the stuff that led up to it. And then is it the court case too, or just
sometimes
he's a jerk, and then she snapped. She kills him. Gets caught.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right, and then
typically it goes that way, but it's not the same thing for every case.
But the ending, so people like an ending to a mystery. So you see the whole story arc, but then do you find out if she spent her entire sentence in jail? Or, like, in other words, she was sentenced to 20 years, got out in 7. Does it end where you know everything that happened?
It ends with, like, a synopsis, like, what happened, but I don't know if that's the full update, because, you know, if something's filmed in 2016, but I'm watching it
then
in
someone dies. Yeah.
Then I don't know.
Like, it doesn't say died in prison.
No.
Right.
But it will give you, like, what their sentence was.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, when you come home today, you kind of get an uneasy feeling.
Yeah. All right, so that, and...
So if something happens to me, you know what happened.
All right, what else does she watch?
She watched a lot of World War II stuff.
Really?
Oh,
like History Channel?
Because her family's German, so she watched an awful lot of, like, stuff from, like, Germany, like during World War II and everything, because she feels bad about it.
Yeah.
She watched a lot of that. And then,
well, she had nothing to do with it.
Which I keep on telling her. I always joke around and say, oh, you're watching all those old family films?
Most of Germany hated it.
Right. But I up yours.
Do you say that to her?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, watching some old family films?
Yeah, I was watching some old highlight reels, you know, so which is funny. And then she watches... Every now and then, Little House in the Prairie's on, which...
She was big on that for a long time.
Her whole family used to gather and watch Little House in the Prairie when
well,
she was a kid.
She's watched it so many times, I think she could probably
recite
episodes.
Yes. So when I see that, I'm like, immediately, I'm like, I just go up to my office, or I go run, change to go work out.
So you've never met her, Pam. Phil, you've never met her.
I've met her once, briefly, at AJ's house.
So what, you were bringing something there, right?
He
was sick and you were bringing soup, or she was sick?
That was Phil bringing the soup. So I was bringing a clown costume because AJ and Senator Blumenthal were supposed to go to the Connecticut Children's Hospital.
Damn.
The smile.
New Haven.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The smile, yeah.
But something happened where they ended up, I think,
so
Blumenthal.
Were you on the show then? Or?
Mm-hmm. So... AJ
really
left.
I think
she
was like brand new.
That was brand new. So AJ left to go home, and I guess we decided to send him. I think originally it was supposed to be me, but then last second, I can't remember what changed it. I don't know if you remember what changed it, but it was going to be AJ going to the hospital with Senator Blumenthal. The clown costume was here, so I had to go drop it off at AJ's house. So I go to AJ's house, and I ding the doorbell. And nobody answers the door, but I see that AJ's home. I knew that he was home. Maybe he was taking a nap. So I'm standing on the porch. So I start to text AJ saying, hey, your clown costume, I have it. I'll leave it on the porch because I just figured maybe he was napping. And then while I'm texting, the door opens a smidge and it was Pam. And I was like, oh, Pam, I'm Pam. I work with AJ. And I guess she didn't want me to really see her because, you know, she didn't.
She's just home,
she was home
lounging.
She, like in her lounging clothes, you know.
Yeah.
So I just said, oh, well, just I'll leave you AJ's the clown costume that he needs for later.
And you slipped it through the door?
Well, I just left it on the
porch. Oh, left it on the thing.
Yeah.
Right. So she closed the door,
closed
then you
the door,
left and opened
left,
the door.
She,
and,
right.
Yeah.
Basically, when she showed up, we pretend she was like Jehovah's Witness and when I was home. He's not going to
act like I'm sleeping.
Exactly, right? Can't hear you. Can't hear you. I don't want any comments at the Watchtower today. Goodbye.
And Phil, you met her once?
Well, we spoke on the phone. So this was back when she did still come on the air. So I think AJ told us like 5 minutes before the show ended that it was Pam's birthday one day. And you were like, well, what the hell, man? Like, we got to call her. So that was the famous, we're doing the whole thing, we're talking to her on the air, and then she just goes, AJ, you're dead.
That's right.
We had that drop for a while.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
AJ, you're dead.
You're dead.
Right. Yeah, so.
That was, you know, I wish people can see you guys together, because you're so funny together. Okay, no comment.
Okay.
Yeah, so no chance of that happening?
What? I chose
all right, that's the Week of Review
podcast.
I chose
blackout.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching. Have a great rest of your week.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah.
That too. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Really?
No. Just hanging.
I go, do you get her anything? Card or?
No, we're not going to do anything this year.
Sushi? Yeah.
No. I'm going to go food shopping. I'm going to drop her off and go to the gym. And I'll pick her up and, you know, do what I got to do and for that.
So no cards, no?
No.
Hmm.
Nope.
Do you wish there were cards or you're like, eh, you're good?
Me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hmm. Me. How about you, Pam? What are you doing?
So
you're working out.
I'm working. Yeah. So
that's good.
The Edge.
I'm going to go to the Edge in Fairfield, 3 to 5.
Oh, that's fun.
So I'll be there. And then I'm going to try to work out in the morning. And then, so then I can order, I'll probably order myself, I'll probably do sushi or something. I'll treat myself. And then I'll go home and eat it.
So workout, sushi.
Workout, sushi, and then sleepy.
You know, I'm like you.
Robe time.
You Robe mentioned, time.
Robe
time.
It's Robe time.
It's Robe time. It's got my initials on it, so I know who I am.
Oh, like, what was it, Laverne? On Laverne Shirley?
Yeah, she had a big
L. It was in the script, too.
Right. Right. Sam has a big P on hers.
Right. Big P.
Calligraphy.
This is mine.
But you were mentioning to Lisa Lampanelli that you just like to stay home, and then you feel guilty. I love to stay home. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the home time also because either we're at an appearance or I'm doing the comedy shows or we're here. So
yeah. No, I love it. I heard you say that. I'm like, wow, I'm glad I'm not the only person with that problem. So I'll say to Jennifer, like, I just want to roll in the driveway on Friday and I don't want to roll back out until Monday morning when we have nothing. And somehow we always end up, you know, out.
You got it,
But yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
No.
It's been many years. How about you, Phil? Do you have Valentine's Day plans?
Well, Amanda's not going to be here.
Oh.
She's going to Texas to do some speaking engagement.
Because
she's she's big time.
Big time speaking here. She's a big time celebrity speaking person.
Thank you.
She,
look at this.
She did that on this show once before we knew each other.
That's funny.
She was telling us when we first met. Because she was like, oh, yeah, I remember that show. I went and I spoke. I think it was for the Tommy Fund. She came on the air. And
Right.
It was very, very funny.
Yeah.
I would love to find that audio one day. I have no idea where that is.
Oh.
But that's really funny.
Do you know what year it was?
No idea.
I have a basement full of CDs with dates on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I might have it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very, very funny. So I cooked a dinner for her last night because we don't like to go out during the, because as we've been saying on the air, it gets busy.
Yeah, what's the point? What'd you make? Yeah.
So I made a nice steak. I overcooked it just enough that it upset me, but she was fine with it. But then we were talking about all of us cooking a meal and taking a photo of it for like a bit that we were going to do. And I forgot to do it. So we ate the entire steak. And I go, I'm a fucking moron. So I'm going and buying another steak tonight. And I'm going to take a photo of that dinner.
Nice. So she gets two steaks.
She gets two steaks.
So she's very happy now. Very happy. You slightly overcooked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And forgot to take a photo.
Yeah. I burned some shit this weekend. You know, I had the whole pizza burn for the Super Bowl. And then I burnt shit on the grill, which, you know, I'm really good on the grill. Young Chaz came over with this lovely young lady, and we're all talking and having a beer, and I'm cooking, and I'm high heat, and the next thing you know, these patties, they were the shittiest patties.
Right.
Oh. It looked like I fucking threw these things into a goddamn fucking campfire.
They had a high fat content.
Oh, yeah. It was. I'm like.
Yeah,
what do you do?
I mean, those are very tasty. It's got to keep an eye on them. It's almost like making baby lamb chops.
Oh, God.
And high fat. It's like, boof.
Yeah, it went by fast.
Yeah, what did you guys eat?
I didn't take, no, we ate them.
Oh, you didn't.
They weren't horrible. Not as good as
but
I
they're more
do.
Like sliders now, right? They became tiny.
Exactly. They become quarter size.
Yeah.
And you put them on this roll, it's like this big.
Exactly. Right.
But,
you put like three burgers in the one bun.
So I'll have to burn something this weekend. I mean, cook something.
Make sliders.
We have a request from a tribe member here.
What's that?
From
Seamus. Is his last name Wiener? Winner?
Seamus Wiener.
Oh, Wiener. Oh, that's
a show us Wiener?
Can't see from this far. He said, it's my youngest son Hunter's birthday. Any Michael Bolton shout out?
I've been screaming like Chris Cornell all morning.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. This is the very best day of the year.
Hey, Pam.
Your name is Hunter. Steve Werner.
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, Hunter.
Yeah, man.
How old is he?
That's a cool name, Hunter.
Doesn't say.
Seamus?
Seamus, how old is he?
How he's the youngest son. That's all
that's
I know.
That's a cool name, Hunter.
It is.
You know?
But he's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
How you doing, Hunter?
Hunter.
Hunter.
My name's Hunter.
Hunter.
What do you do?
I hunt.
Exactly.
What do you hunt?
Right. Anything.
Things that need to be hunted.
Name it.
Look at that. Good deal.
The line from Rambo, you know, this knife. What do you say? Hunting. What do you hunt with a knife? Name it.
He's two.
He's two.
He's a baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That's the best. So yes. Two, they're out of diapers, right? They're walking. Teething is over,
twos?
Right? Teething is like...
So. Don't they say the terrible twos, though?
Man, I forgot all
of
that
stuff. I don't
know
if out of diapers yet.
I don't think so.
Two is borderline. So I know two is around when they should be coming out. Potty
maybe
training and stuff.
The pull. They were still, but they're wearing the pull-ups.
Wait.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wait, what's out
not
of diapers mean?
I think that's... Two is right around the time they
wait
should
a minute.
Be...
What's out of diapers mean?
Yeah, and definitely walking. It's funny because once that starts, it's nuts.
Yeah. Now you got to put the house all booby, like all safe for the kids. Like you got to put that
booby trap. You were gonna say
no, yeah, yeah. No, I was gonna say
you were gonna say
no.
That.
You got to put that thing on the top of the stairs. So you don't go crashing.
Yeah, mouse traps everywhere.
Right, you got to
extension cords. You got to put bare ends.
You got to put the stupid plastic
toaster and forks.
You got to put the stupid plastic thing in all the electric sockets. You got to put that thing over the covers over the.
You got to do that before they're walking.
The oven handles.
Yeah, as soon as they're able to climb out of that little playpen, which is a cage, by the way. It's a freaking human cage. Let's just call it what it is.
Right, God forbid you staple him to the floor, but he freaks out.
Yeah, I remember I used to play video games. Man, I'm such a gamer. And that's all I would do is just sit there and play video games. I'd be either on the air, preparing to be on the air, or playing video games. And then Young Chaz came along, and I remember just playing video games. And the first time I just look over and I see him, how did you get over here?
Wow. Like
and that's it. It's over.
Like the Cheshire Cat.
Next thing you know, he'll be asking for the car. Hunter will be saying, Dad, give me the keys.
You're going to sing Cats in the Cradle now? What?
That's right. All right. Anything else? We're good? Have a great rest of your week, huh?
Enjoy.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for watching and listening, and especially for the last 16 years. Someone want to turn that sucker off? Phil,
sure.
You get it?
Turn that sucker off.
All right. We're about to sign off now. Last few seconds.
Phil's turning the sucker off now.
Any final words, AJ?
Yeah. Phil, hit the button.
Pam?
That.
Did you say meh?
Happy Valentine's Day.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.